Levi Agada. Let's listen to Levi Agada. Now, this is really not really the Chanukah. This really is a little bit post Chanukah, but it relates to Chanukah. Let's start with a question. I saw an idea. Does not say this in this sefer, but he alludes to this idea in the sefer called Ranu Liyakov. Amazing sefer. Amazing sefer. His name is Rav Yaakov Weiss. I'm not sure Rav Yaakov Weiss in from Muncie. This fellow must know Kol HaTorah Kula literally.
What
he quotes on every page.
Muncie.
Okay, so he says something very interesting, which reminded me of an old Vart, and he just says something a little bit of a twist, and I want to combine with something else. It's a short idea. I once told you this idea a while ago. I find it very interesting. How many days in the year are? You'll have to help me with the calendar dates because I'm not good with this. We'll figure it out together. How many days in the year are like regular days? Ordinary days of the year.
No,
right. It's not Shabbos. It's not Yom Tov. You're not preparing to do tshuva. It's not the 3 weeks. You're not worried about Rosh Hashanah. Just a regular day. Regular day where you don't have. No one's watching your back. No one's breathing down your back. Watch out. Tomorrow it's Elul. You have to do tshuva. No one is telling you, oh, it's the 3 weeks, you have to be misavah for the Chumash HaMikdash. You're now already getting ready for Purim. How many days a year can you really say are just ordinary days of the year? The answer is the drush. Okay, this is just throwing out wild things now, but he says this. I was mechavim to him. He says it in a different way, but he says it a lot better. Not exactly what he says. 8 days. There are 8 days a year. What do I mean 8 days a year? So let me tell you from my perspective what this means. In the year, there are pretty much two cycles. What do I mean there are two cycles? There's a cycle of doing of the Yom HaDin. You remember Rav Steinman? You got to remember Rav Steinman. Spooky stuff. His whole life, he was preparing for the Yom HaDin. He was preparing the day when he's going to die. It's the Yom HaDin. It's like really, really fascinating to see such people exist. That they live, mamish, with the Eimah. I'm going to die. Who knows? Any moment. I have to be ready for the Yom HaDin. So we also, on a certain level, we're worried about the Yom HaDin. When I say the other minute, I mean Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. When does the Yom HaDin begin and when does it end? So the Yom HaDin begins, let's assume it really begins, we get all prepared for the Yom HaDin, let's assume Chodesh Elul. Right? Chodesh Elul, we get into the, really, you know, really Tu B'Shah, really Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av already, when you can already wish a person, there's a whole, you can wish a person Ksiva Chasima Toiva. Tu B'Av is already the Tkufa when the Yom HaDin is already breathing down our necks. El for sure, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. Then what does Chazal tell us? If things don't go well, Shmini Atzeres, there's always hope. Chanukah. Chanukah is the good kvittel. Tomorrow is the Gemar. Okay, so tomorrow is like a Shana Rabbah. It's serious business, they say. Tomorrow is the Gemara. You've all heard this. Okay, you've all heard this. One of the last years of Steinman, he didn't want to participate in the Kubo Sa'ir. The last time, he wanted out. Okay, whatever it is. He wanted out. But in any event, the end is Chanukah. So, already from Tu B'Av, from Tu B'Av all the way until Chanukah, our minds are occupied with Din. Right? You're already wishing Ksiva Chasima Toiva on Tu B'Av. I don't have the Makar for you now, but it's Pasha, that's when it really when it starts. And El, of course. And Chanukah, everyone knows that. You can go away till Chanukah. Okay. There's another cycle in the year. And that is being Misavel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. When does that begin? It begins Asar B'Teves. What happened at Asar? Now, the whole Churban, it was really a 3-year period. From the time of the siege until the actual Churban was 3 years. But we condense it into 1 year. We start Asar B'Teves is when the city, when there was a siege. The siege began. And that took place for 2.5 years until Shavuos B'Tammuz. And Shavuos B'Tammuz is when they broke down the walls. They broke down the walls. And then when they broke down the walls, what was the next thing? They destroyed the Tisha B'Av. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's the third fast. But there was still a Sheres HaPleita. There was still a Sheres HaPleita left to live in Yerushalayim after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And when did that come to an end? With the assassination of Gedaliah. Did it happen that year, or did it happen the following Machlokes? Was the assassination of Gedaliah the year mamish following the Churban Beis HaMikdash, or the following year? But anyway, we're condensing. The siege was 2.5 years. Let's say Gedaliah was... But we're condensing it into 1 year. There are 4 fast days. Asar B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedaliah. So it overlaps. I told you we already start the Yomim Noiram on Tu B'Av. We don't even need to come on to that. There's a little bit of an overlap from Tisha B'Av, from Tu B'Av. That's probably the worst part of the year. That's probably the most difficult part of the year. Because from Tu B'Av until the day after Rosh Hashanah, it's an overlap. You're in 2 different cycles. You're in the cycle of being Mis'abel on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and you're also in part of the cycle of the Yimei Hadin. Okay, so is this clear what I'm trying to say? If you think about it in the big picture of things, when you go through the cycle of the year, there are 2 different cycles in the year. There's a chunk of the year when you're focusing on Din, your personal judgment, from Tu B'Av until Chanukah. The Gemara Din is not complete until Chanukah, and it starts really with Tu B'Av. And there's another cycle of the year which begins at Asar B'Teves and ends with Tzom Gedaliah, when we focus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. From the time when the siege began until through the breaching of the walls, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the assassination of Gedaliah, which was the end. When there was no one, everyone had to flee Eretz Yisrael. There was not a living soul living in Eretz Yisrael for 52 years. And there's an overlap. The overlap, the most intense time of the year, is from Tu B'Av until the day after Rosh Hashanah. But there's a time of the year when you're not in either cycle, when you're free from either cycle. Free as a bird. After Chanukah. After Chanukah is over, the day after Chanukah, until Asar B'Teves, you're not in the cycle of mourning for Eretz Yisrael, and you're not in the cycle of Yimei Hadin. 8 days to live as a free bird. That's it. Those are the best 8 days of the year. I'm telling you, you should cherish, you shouldn't sleep for those 8 days. Live it up. Those 8 days, there's no one breathing down your back. Isn't that true? It's an unbelievable thing. Right? 8 days. You have 8 days to live.
Even the baby by Yom HaShemini, Yimur B'Salul Lotto.
What? Okay, this is an old Vardamo. I love this Vardamo. Remember, I for sure told this to you over here at one point in time. What am I telling you again today is because he writes over here something very, very interesting. Let me just add you one another point he doesn't say, just another quick interesting idea. When it comes to Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, there's a general rule, Beis Shammai, B'mokim Beis Hillel, Ein Mishnah. He doesn't exist. Beis Shammai does not exist. Arois from the Beis Medrash. He's not part of the Shulchan Aruch. This is machlokes, how many candles, how do we light candles, mahajim and a mahajim? Do we start 1 and moisif ha'ilich, or do we start 8 and work our way down? Okay, so the Gemara and all of the poskim, wherever you talk about Chanukah, Beis Shammai, is always mentioned. Beis Shammai is always given, it's shloi kederich, every other area of halacha, when there's a shiloh what to do, Tu B'Shvat. Who even knows that Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos is on Aleph Shvat according to Beis Shammai? No one knows this. When is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos? Go ask any child, Tu B'Shvat. Is there another opinion? I don't know. If you're a Baki Mishnayis, so then you'll know that Lefi Divrei Beis Shammai, Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos is Aleph Shvat. Is it Nagei Halacha L'Maaseh? No, it's not Nagei Halacha L'Maaseh. It's something, because we don't pass like Beis Shammai. It's something nice to know, you know, Beis Shammai holds Aleph Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos. Is it? But does the average person pay attention to this? No. But Tu B'Shvat is a very big holiday. Tu B'Shvat is serious business. Okay, it's Nogea a lot of halachas, Tu B'Shvat. But no, it's nothing. But when it comes to Chanukah candles, there's not a living person that doesn't know. There's a machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel. Beis Shammai says, "Pachas v'hoylech, Beis Hillel holds you ma'aseh v'hoylech." So my high, how come all of a sudden Beis Shammai came to life? Chanukah, we don't paskin like him, but everyone pays his respect. We pay our dues. We give him pay homage to Beis Shammai. My high. So this is a popular question. This is not my question. One of the answers given is because Machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel is not just a question of halacha; it's a question of hashkafa. It's a question of hashkafa, of how to deal with life. In life, are you dealing with potential, or are you dealing with reality? Okay, this is one popular approach. We follow Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is the first is one day, this are accomplishments. The second day, essentially, we don't focus on potential, on what's out there, what can be done. We have to focus on what we have. We have in front of us one day, one light. 2 days, two lights. 3 days, what's in our back pocket? What have we accomplished? When you look back, what you've accomplished, it's mechazek you, it gives you strength. It gives you strength to go forward. If you're only going to focus on the theoretical future, that's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, the first, they're 8 days ahead of you. Wake up, prepare, 8 days. You know what you can do in 8 days? It seems, you have to talk to a psychologist to explain this, I don't know, but that's not the halacha. We don't focus on the future. But just because la halacha l'maisa, we don't do it, there's what to learn. There's what to learn. In the world of hashkafa, you don't reject any opinion. Everyone, different strokes for different folks, you know, there's something to take to draw when it comes to hashkafa. Therefore, we do pay good attention to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, that's one idea. Now, I want to tell you another idea. This is what he says over here, called Ranu Yaakov, of Yaakov Weiss, from Munsi. He says an awesome chiddush, and then he says, I didn't say this. He retracts it, because it's way off the charts. He says, you know that there are 8 days after Chanukah is over until Asar B'Teves. Why are there 8 days? I told you why, Drush, there are 8 days. How could it be there 8 days? Just stop, it came in 8 days. Basically, he doesn't say this, whatever goes up must come down. Okay, whatever goes up must come down. You know why there are 8 days of Asar B'Teves? Those are another 8 days of Chanukah. Those are the 8 days of Chanukah of Beis Shammai. You first have 8 days of Chanukah of Beis Hillel. You go up. Moisef v'hoylach. You go up to eight. Gvaldik. But what goes up must come down. And now we count silently. We brachal of Atola. You can't go. You're going crazy. We silently count down. 8, 7. Poiches v'hoylach. We go down to take into consideration the lessons of Beis Shammai. And it's why we give Beis Shammai so much attention. But also answers, he doesn't say this, why the result is, after 8 days, what happens on day 9 is Asar B'Teves. Because what are the 8 days according to Beis Shammai? It's Kineged the Pari. Why does Beis Shammai say we go down? Why Poiches V'Hoylech? Kineged the Pari HaChag. What's the Pari HaChag? The Umois HaOilam. The nations of the world on Sukkos, we offer 70 korbanos. The 70 korbanos corresponding to the 70 nations, and the korbanos every day get less and less. Why do they get less and less? As we come to the time of Mashiach, all of our enemies disappear. They dissipate. They just puff of smoke. They try, Hashem gave them a koyach, and Klal Yisrael prevails, like the miracle of Chanukah. Klal Yisrael emes, koi, shekoloi, koi, emes will prevail, will overcome, will survive. We will survive and they will fall away. That's why on Sukkot, the Pari HaChag, which are offered on behalf of the Umos Olam, it gets less and less. Chanukah was the Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael overcame their enemies. The enemies disappeared. They get less and less. So therefore, Beis Shammai says we go from 8 all the way down to 1. Poiches V'Holech, the Umos Olam come disappear. That's what we're doing to some degree when Chanukah is over. We're counting down. But what happens on day 9? Failure. Because day 9 is the beginning of their success. On day 9 is Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves was the day when the Umos HaOlam, in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, won. That's when they began. Their koyach is when it first started. It's very frightening. When they were successful in laying siege. So it's not a coincidence that Asar B'Teves follows exactly 8 days after Chanukah. Because Chanukah is first Beis Hillel. And then there are 8 days of Beis Shammai. And the 8 days of Beis Shammai, it's a silent 8 days of Beis Shammai. Theoretically, what it means that the Umos HaOlam should be Poiches V'Hoylech. But then when after those 8 days come to an end, we deal with the reality, we're not so fortunate. It didn't work for us, Beis Shammai, because the Umos Olam have succeeded. And their success begins, mamish, the day after Beis Shammai's Chanukah comes to an end with Asar B'Teves, the beginning of the commemoration of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So, it's interesting, this idea, you put all these things together, there is something very unique in how the calendar is arranged. It's not just an accident. Okay, let me tell you another idea, another short idea before Mincha. The Gemara, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, so over here in the Sefer, somewhere in the Sefer, is purely from this Sefer, this idea. Now, not purely, but this idea is there, and there is something called Chochmas Yivonis. Chochmas Yivonis. Chanukah was all about the success of Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, the Chashem Noim, overcame the Yivonim. The Yivonim had in this world something called Chochmas Yivonis. Now, Chochmas Yivonis is not Chas V'Shalom to be confused with science. It's not what it means. Pasha, doesn't mean making a parnasa. It means apikorsis. It means some type of philosophy. There's a very sophisticated philosophy, which we really don't know what Chochmas Yivonis is. It's been total, all the farther say it's been lost from us. But what it represents is a brilliant, brilliant usage of the mind, a developed in wisdom, which leads to apikorsis. The result, not today, you can't say today, oh, science is science. Okay, it's not Torah, but there's value in science. No one's going to argue and tell you there's no value in Limud Echol. In any type of Limud Echol, as long as it's pure science, there are seven branches of the Merchazal. Say why there are seven branches. There are seven different branches of wisdom in this world. The center branch is Torah. All the branches point towards the center branch of wisdom. But Chochmas Yivonis is not one of the seven branches. Make no mistake about it. Chochmas Yivonis is a science, a philosophy, which we do not know. It is apikorsis. So the Gemara, there's this question, the Gemara, there's an Aramoyer who said to his Rebbe, am I allowed to learn Chochmas Yivonis? I want to know what it's all about. I want to understand what is Chochmas Yivonis. I'll be able maybe to use it, whatever his question was. He's not asking a question, can I go get a parnasa, go learn Chochmas Yivonis? So the Rebbe said no. You can learn it, provided that it's not Yom and Laila. It says in the Torah, with regard to Torah, V'higisa bo yoimam v'laila. Find the time in the day when it's not Yom, and find the time in the day when it's not Yom, and it's not Laila, and then you're allowed to learn Chochmas Yivonis. No, so that's not Kash, okay. When it's not Yoim, and the way the Gemara understands, according to most Mepharshim, what he meant to say is it doesn't exist. There is no time during the day when you're allowed to be bottled from Torah. Now, Torah does not mean science. Science is part of Torah to a certain degree. But Chochmas Yivonis, many will make this mistake. They think Chochmas Yivonis is going to college. It's ridiculous. That's not what it means. Chochmas Yivonis is something which is apikurs, which does not exist today. We don't even know what it is today, but it's something very unique to the time of the Yivonim. V'gisabo yom v'layla, find a time that's not yom and that's not layla, and that is a time when you can learn Chochmas. But since the pasuk says yom v'layla, so there's no hechatimsa. So let me ask you a question. Why couldn't the Rebbe just say simply, it's usur? Why does he have to go this roundabout way? The gisaba yom zman, that's not yom, that's not laila, that's when you can learn it. And now you figure out there is no such zman, the male does this whole thing, it's not no gear. Why can you just do it? Okay, let me ask you a question. When do we light, this is what it says, when do we light the Ner Shel Chanukah? The Ner Shel Chanukah is a very strange mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's done at night. It's done at night. We do it at night. For the day, the number of candles, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, indicate that we're doing it for a certain day, a calendar day. Yet, the Gemara says, Yivadi Mishatishka Hachama, Achatichle Regal Menashok, when the sun sets until people are no longer found in the streets. What does that mean? You light it, Tzei Sakur Chavim? So say Tzei Sakur Chavim. You want to light it before so it's this very strange nusach. What does this mean exactly? And because it's so strange, there's such a diversity of opinions as to when is the ikar zman laila. The only reason why we don't really mishtishka chama, some say mishtishka chama is another term for sunset for tzei sakachav vaday laila, which would then mean that in America you shouldn't light until it's at least 50 minutes after shkia, somewhere like that. Some learn the Rishonim, Mishatishka Hachama means It means mamish vaday laila. Others say that's not what it says in the Gemara. Mishatishka chama means when the sun sets. But when the sun sets, it can't mean immediately because the term is tia ashraga b'tihara maimahani. Lighting a candle in broad daylight, of what benefit is there? So it can't mean when the sun, well, in Europe, well, in Eretz Yisrael, you should know, the moment the sun sets, a candle makes a difference. In America and Europe, when the sun sets, it doesn't make a difference for another 20, 30 minutes. So you have to. So most of the poskim, this is a little halacha, go with the shita. Mishetishka hachama means sunset, and when the sun sets in Eretz Yisrael, indeed, very quickly, a candle is of benefit. So in Eretz Yisrael, there are many poskim that hold you light mamish with sunset. In America, can't be because in America, shraga b'tira mayahani, you wait a little bit until it gets a little bit dark. How long do you wait? Big machlokes apaiskim. Some say you should wait 18 minutes. Some say you should wait 20 minutes. Some say you should wait 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Some wait 50 minutes. They have a big spectrum of how many minutes you should wait until you can say it's mishatishka hachama, and the light will be of benefit, so it will be noticeable per sume nisa. So wait, whatever, 20 minutes, 18 minutes, everyone's time. Aaron Kollis said this, and this is Rav Moshe said this. It's very vague. Even the one that said, when Aaron Kollis said this, the whole world, he only did that the very last year of his life. The very last year of his life was the only year when he lit with whatever number he said. The rest of his life he did something different. Someone convinced him the year that he died that this should be the Zman when you should light. Oh, it's not a good idea. And he lit that year. And that became the Psak Halach and Lake with everyone. That's when they light candles. And I don't even know what the numbers are. Whatever. It's... What's the pshat? You're lighting Chanukah candles, Mishatishka Chama, until it really regular Ashok? That's Taka the Zman, that's the closest thing, Lo Yoim, the Lo Laila. That's the Zman when you should learn Chochmas Yivonis. The fellow asked this to his Rebbe, when should I learn Chochmas Yivonis? When does Yovan prevail? You were learning Chochmas Yivonis? Lo Yoim, the Lo Laila. Find the Zman that's not Yom and that's not Laila, that's when you can learn it. And guess what? You can't find such a Zman. So guess what? You never allowed to have any Eistik with Chochmas Yivonis, a key who's there. Stay away from Apikorsis 100%. That's why we light Chanukah candles, Mishatishke Hachama, Achetichle Regel Minashuk. Because Mishatishke Hachama, Achetichle Regel Minashuk is the Zman that's closest, in theory, to what it chazal, what it means, lo yoyim v'lo laila. And yet, what is the bottom line? There's no such thing. Because Spain Ashmashas is a suffix. It's either one or the other. So even when we think, even when we have a havamina, that we're able now to allow Yavon to prevail, let Yavon prevail, guess what? Light the Chanukah candles. Reject Yavon. It's brilliant. Rejecting Yavon in the time of when you have the Havamina, you'll be able to allow. When is Yavon going to be prevail in this world? Chochmas Yivonis. V'gisa Yom V'layla. Lo Yom V'layla. Oh, that's the Pesach into this world. The Pesach of Yavon to conquer us is Lo Yom V'layla. When is that? I don't know. Bein HaShemashos. Oh, that's when we're going to light the Chanukah candles to knock him out. Because the truth is, there is no such thing as lo yom v'lo laila. It's either yom v'lo laila. Explains the mahalach and why we lie b'davkan this time. Okay, let's stop over here.